Welcome to this episode of Rise and Shine Radio. I am your journeyman, John Wade. Let's get to it. We're going to go through a few headlines here and we'll go more in depth into some of them. The New Zealand government announces a suicide prevention office. Google bans ads for unproven medical treatments. Corona, Carlsberg, Miller Coors are experimenting with eco-friendly six-pack designs, which I thought they could have or otherwise should have been doing anyways. A blind man helps to develop a smart cane that uses Google Maps and sensors to navigate the world. Very interesting technology. The cane was designed by engineers from YGA in Turkey, Young Guru Academy, and it can be paired with their smartphone app called WeWalk. Using the touchpad controls on the cane, the user can take control of their smartphone without taking it out of their pocket, leaving one hand free for other tasks. It can integrate with a voice assistant and Google Maps, which allows the cane to use its built-in speaker to inform the user of nearby stores, infrastructural details that they may not be able to see, all from this high-tech stick, one of the ways that technology is innovating. So this quote from the founder here, as a blind person, when I'm at the metro station, I don't know which is my exit, I don't know which bus is approaching or which stores are around me. This is the kind of information that we can provide with WeWalk. The new device is currently being sold for $500, and as they gain more traction, the developers hope to eventually pair it with ride-sharing apps and transportation services to further improve its navigation capabilities. Sleeping with your dog in the room can improve your health, new study finds. According to researchers at the Mayo Clinic, people sleep better with their dogs in the room, regardless of how much they move around during the night. The study analyzed 40 healthy participants with no sleep-related issues, along with those with dogs who are no younger than 6 months old. They wanted to see to what extent the presence of dogs would disturb sleepers during the night. They do not seem to mention whether or not the dog shares the same bed as the person, though, and I can only imagine that maybe affects sleep. But they indicate that there was a correlation between people sleeping well, reporting that they slept well, and having the dog in the room. There is a new immunotherapy cancer drug that boosts survival rates fivefold for lung cancer, scientists from Yale have found. So the study mentions that patients with advanced lung cancer were far more likely to be alive after 5 years compared with those given standard chemotherapy. The new drug, nivolumab, I'm going to butcher that for sure, works by blocking a protein that stops the immune system attacking cancer cells, so it helps your own immune system to destroy cancer cells as they spread. It apparently can have a powerful effect in extending survival for people with advanced lung cancer who have few treatment options. It's the first clinical data that's been presented showing how patients are faring after 5 years on the medicine. So the actual research on 854 patients presented by Dr. Scott Gettinger of Yale Comprehensive Cancer Center in the U.S. showed that if you were on the drugs, you were 5 times more likely to still be alive after 5 years than those on conventional chemotherapy. Docetaxel, D-O-C-E-T-A-X-E-L was the conventional chemo. 5-year survival rates were 13.4% for people on the drug compared to 2.6% for those on chemotherapy. And 8% of those given immunotherapy had not seen the disease progress compared with none of those on conventional treatment. Interesting. Moving on, astronauts mix cement on the International Space Station, paving the way for future space colonies. Doing this is important because it takes a small step like this to move towards building structures on other worlds, such as the Moon and Mars. So apparently, compared to ground mix cement, space cement is more uniform in density, which makes it stronger, but it's also more porous, which makes it weaker. Or as one of the leading scientists explained, we have opposite effects occurring concurrently because of the way gravity acts in space. In order to determine whether the more uniform yet more fluffy space cement is stronger than its ground mix siblings, Radlinska, R-A-D-L-I-N-S-K-A, says they'll need to destroy the samples later in 2019 after concluding their microstructural analysis. This will let them determine whether uniformity or porosity plays a bigger role in the cement's overall strength. And I'm going to leave you today with a very interesting, hopeful story. There was a man and his 13-year-old son and his girlfriend were rescued, the man's girlfriend, were rescued on a hiking trail in California from literally a message in a bottle. So as the story goes, I'm paraphrasing here, they go on a trek together in California. They tell their friends and family where they're going. They go up a waterfall trail where they cannot really go back, and they expect there to be a rope at the tip of this waterfall that allows you to securely rappel down the edge of the waterfall, which this man had apparently done before in the past. But they got there this time, and the rope was completely non-existent, and they were then trapped atop a raging 40-foot waterfall. The rope was no longer there. So there was no cell service, desperately needed a plan, kind of hoped that people would eventually come looking for him, but didn't know when that would be. First, carved his name and SOS and location into a stick and threw it in the water, but it actually didn't go downstream and just tunneled or just spun around in a circle. And then he went one step further, green Nalgene water bottle, and took a knife that he had on him and inscribed "help" in large letters on the side of the water bottle, and put an SOS note on a piece of paper that they had inside that said the date, as well as basically asking for help, saying, let's see it here, this is search and rescue. It essentially said the date, where they were, that they're stuck and they need someone to come find them, and they threw it in the waterfall and went to bed, basically, and put an SOS sign. And in the middle of the night, a helicopter woke them up, because about 3 hours after they threw that message in a bottle down the waterfall, there was hikers that were nearby. Granted, apparently they had never seen hikers in the past like 8 hours. Hikers nearby found the water bottle, opened it up, saw it was the same date, called search and rescue, and the helicopters found them that middle of the night and said, stay there, we're going to come get you the next morning. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is an example of a miracle, maybe? Odds coming through? Whatever it is, it's a fantastic story. His girlfriend apparently bought him a green water bottle upon returning home safely and soundly. That is it for this week. You can follow me on Instagram if you like, at John Wade Co, J-O-H-N-W-A-D-E-C-O. Let me know if there's anything you'd like to have covered, and if you have an idea of any guests you might like on the show.